This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's day 8 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and my guest reader today is Craig Stepp, reading The Boys of Endless Summer.
If you follow sports, you know there are dream teams, combinations of players who seem unbeatable. In basketball, the first such group to earn the title was the 1992 United States Olympic team. In hockey, people again point to an Olympic team, the 1980 hockey players. In baseball, people generally point to the 1995 team in Puerto Rico. But what if there was a team? What if there were two teams that got stuck in the dream forever? Sure, Game 3 of the 2018 World Series went into 18 innings before the Dodgers finally won, but what if it hadn't? What if there was a dimension where the game continued, inning after inning after inning, to the end of time? Imagine it. Scoreless inning after scoreless inning. 20, 30, 50, 1,000 more. The pitchers don't just exhaust their arms. They literally keep lobbing balls until their muscles are bleeding, until their shoulders disintegrate. And the batters, at some point, they turn on each other. And that's when the spectators realize they're part of the endless ballgame too. They're stuck in the same time stop with the players and the managers and the coaches and the umpires. Realization becomes horror when they recognize one another's pale faces, bloodshot eyes, more prominent teeth. Are those bicuspids elongating or their lips receding from dehydration? Accepting lore says that zombies are created by other zombies. But if you put enough people in an inescapable location for a long enough time, creation is replaced by critical mass, which leads to manifestation. When the concession stand runs out of food, the fans begin to kill and eat each other. Sam, the Sox fan, rips off John, the Dodgers fan's head, and tosses it over the fence, where it lands on the pitcher's mound. It seems such a little thing to substitute it for the ball. The eye sockets make good grips, like the holes in a bowling ball. The blood is effective and as illegal as the Vaseline used in old-school spitters, long since banned. And maybe, just maybe, the batter will balk, and the game will end. It's a curse, of course, the change into zombies, the bloodlust, the days, weeks, months, years, decades, and more of scoreless games. Somehow, the teams never dwindle too far to call it. By some sick miracle, the crowd never noticeably thins. But this is no field of dreams. It is a field of nightmares, where the scariest words anyone can hear are, play ball.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive, and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.